Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
All right, today we got Chip on the show. Chip, what's going on, man?
Not much. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. So you sent us this email and, you know, I think I've said this before on the show, but my wife reads all the emails that we get. And she will set aside emails that we need to talk about and emails I need to decide on and all that stuff. You were one of the people that she emailed and she's like, not giving me an option. She's like, you need to talk to this guy. And so I was like, yes, boss. I mean, it's because you have a powerful testimony where you weren't raised. Like for me, I was raised as in a Christian home, though I wasn't a Christian all my life. That's not necessarily your story and how you stumbled into a relationship with somebody who is practicing some very dark stuff and how that kind of spilled over onto your life. I think your story can offer a warning to people, to the like, we talk a lot about the depths of the supernatural realm on this show. I think your story, your experiences in life can provide context to that. Would you agree?
I would agree. Yes, sir. That's why awesome. I contacted you. It's the veil is becoming thin and the unholy realm and the holy realm are more active in cases like mine are very prevalent. I went through it. I would say I had two brothers in Christ who got me through it and the Holy Ghost. And that was it. And even my brothers in Christ didn't have a full grasp on what it was. That motivates me and leads me to help other people.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If I had heard other people give their testimony and I could relate to it, it really helped. Whether I got to speak to them or receive it online, it just helps to talk.
So if I remember correctly, a lot of this stuff kind of picks up into your 30s when the relationship started, right?
Correct. Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. So let's just start off there then. Let's start off, unless there's something else you'd like to cover before that, but I would say let's start off where the person comes into your life and how that kind of all starts to unfold for you.
Yeah, it was, I was in my mid-30s. I never really dated that much growing up. I had a couple of girlfriends, but I wasn't a relationship kind of guy. I was kind of a loner, not antisocial, but not overly social type of person. I never planned on being married. I always wanted to have children, but I never planned on being married through my life. I always told myself if I got into my 40s and I didn't have children, I was going to adopt kids. I was always passionate about children. And I had zero church or zero scripture in my heart or in my mind. I didn't know what it was. I'd heard of the Holy Trinity. I could spell Jesus' name, but that's all I knew about him. I'd heard he had died on a cross for my sins, but that it didn't register. I had no idea what any of that meant. And I found myself in my early 30s. I was working for an engineering company, and I met a young energetic lady, and she had referenced her spirituality, and as far as I was concerned at that time, I thought, man, that's cool. You know, you do more than I do. And I know there was something to it, but that's as far as I took it. It was never really practiced in front of me as far as her spirituality or the people around her, or I never saw it, but it was thinly referenced. But within 3 months of entering that relationship, I started getting really sick. I mean, really sick, where I couldn't keep a job. I couldn't think straight. I had no energy. It was hard to even get out of bed. And over that period of 3 or 4 years, my health would get sick, and then it would level off. I would get a little bit better, and then I would get more sick. And it was just a stair step down in health. Christmas Day, 2020. So this was in COVID era. And so COVID was going on, and I wasn't ever fearful of COVID. I made 2 cross-country trips during that summer, drove across country twice, went to LA and all the parks. It was a great time to vacation because there were no lines. But I had no fear of COVID, but I found myself on Christmas Day, 2020. I was so sick. I was turning green. My lips were blue. I was breaking out in these profuse sweats and constant feverish condition. And I actually lost my ability to speak. I could get out a word or two, but I couldn't complete a sentence in communication. But Christmas night, 2020, it was very cold. There was probably 8 or 10 inches of snow on the ground. Wind was blowing. The wind chill was probably 15 below. And I was by myself that night. I was married. She had gone to her parents' house for the night. And it's in a rural part of West Virginia. So long story short, I was outside and I was trying to get back to my house. And my body started to lock up. And I'm trudging through the snow. It's about 9:30, between 9:30 and 10 p.m. I'm trying to get back to the door. And I just remember my body locking up and I started to fall forward into the snow, just face first down into the snow. And I said, I remember telling myself, do not go down because you won't get up. And there was nothing I could do to stop and I couldn't put my arms out. And right before I hit the snow, I just shut my eyes. And that white snow, when I shut my eyes, all I could see was a golden light. That's all I could see, golden light. And that I remember being in that state for what felt like hours. That's all I saw was golden light. And I thought I was dead. But really, I thought I died. And I was crossing over. And I woke up the next morning. I kept my eyes shut, but I woke up. You know, you wake up, but you don't open your eyes. And when I became conscious, I was like, shucks, I'm still alive. I was disappointed. And then I opened my eyes and I realized, wait a minute, I am alive. And my headache was gone. The pain in my neck was gone. I was on a couch. And you know how you swaddle an infant in a blanket so they don't roll over? I was swaddled in a blanket. Just like that, to where I couldn't roll over. I couldn't move. I had to swing my feet off the couch and basically fall off the couch to get out of this swaddling. It was wrapped around me twice and tucked around me, and my arms were across my chest. And I felt amazing. I could speak. I was starving. I remember that. I remember I emptied the cupboards in the house. I was so hungry. And that was Christmas Day 2020. And I'll move forward now into understanding what that was. I hadn't even been diagnosed at that time, but I was suffering from Lyme's disease. That's what picked up when I entered that relationship. And by 2020, it was ready to kill me. And all the pain and all the stuff was meningitis that was setting into my neck and entering my head. And that night, I never did actually hit the snow because I looked out there and there was no body print. I was caught, carried into the house, swaddled in the blanket, and overnight, whether it was an angel or whether it was Christ, I don't know, I had my eyes shut. All I could see was golden light. But that meningitis was removed from my head and my neck and my body. I was still carrying the limes. It was a partial healing. But to fully understand that is to say, I didn't even know who Jesus was at that time. I had no idea. I was just by myself, and he carried me through that. I didn't profess Jesus until 2022. So that's Christmas 2020. In the spring of 2021, I was with one of my brothers in Christ now. His name is Charlie. We were in the woods down in southern West Virginia on a hunting lease, and I was struggling again physically. And he noticed it, and he said, you've got Lyme's disease. My wife almost died from this 3 years ago, and there's a lady I can help you with. I'm going to set you up with her, and she's going to put you on this holistic program. And we're going to get this Lyme's taken care of. He said, you can't be fully cured of it, but it could get it under control where it's not going to hurt you so much. So I stuck with that for months and months, going into August, September. It was a pretty stringent diet and taking all natural supplements and exercise, and it was working great. And it'll slowly take those Lyme's bacteria and co-infections out of your body, but it takes time. And I got to a point where this is when I started to really noticed, man, there's something to this Holy Ghost, this Holy Spirit thing. And I began to audibly hear. And the Holy Ghost said, don't worry about this program. You follow me now, and I'll take care of this. So I let it all go. I stopped taking the supplements. I ate whatever I wanted. And started to follow this Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit led me to Jesus. It led me to the Father in the long run. But that was my process. A few months after, I stopped taking this holistic program to clean me out. I figured out what repentance was. I never listened to any preaching. I never attended a church, but I found Billy Graham online. And Billy Graham was in a crusade, and he talked about repentance.
Good find. That's a real good find.
That's a great start. And that's what I mean. The Holy Ghost was leading me through this. Billy Graham just hit my algorithms. I'd heard of him, but I didn't know. I didn't even know what preaching was. And so I started to repent. Repent for a failed marriage, which we were separated at that time, but not divorced. We were going through a separation. And I repented for all my errors in the marriage. And it made a difference in my health. And then one day, I was taking a trip to Atlanta and then down to St. Petersburg and over to Miami, Florida. And I was like, I'm going to do this all in one night. And I'm going to really repent. And by really repent, I mean repent for it all. From when I was born to when I was saved, and that included about 43 years. So that's what I started to do. And from West Virginia to Atlanta to St. Petersburg, Florida, and halfway to Miami, it was about 19 hours. That's all I did was repent. I'd stop and get gas, and I was still repenting, but with an open mouth. And during that process, I was seeing in the spirit, but I was with Christ the whole time. He was just sitting in front of me, staring at me. He didn't say anything, but he would answer me with his eyes, the way he would look. And some of the things I was saying, he would look at me like, you don't need to repent for that. And he would answer with my eyes. And some things I would repent for, and he'd be like, that's good, keep going. And I just kept it going. And halfway across the state of Florida, between St. Pete and Miami, it's the Florida Turnpike, I'd finally completed the repentance for everything, and it was accepted. And I felt from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet and out of my hands, this overflow, just like a water hose getting stuck to the top of your head, or a fire hose, and just getting cleaned out. And that's when the full Lyme's healing became complete. And I've never questioned it since. That was in July 4th, 2022. Was when that occurred, and never had any problems since.
Man.
No. So that's the healing end of it. As far as a lot of the stuff I contacted you with, and the demonic entities and the attacks and all this, I'll answer anything you want to know. I've seen a lot. I've experienced a lot, and it wasn't my will or my strength that got me through it. It was the power of God through Christ and the Holy Ghost that got me through it. And as I've advanced through that and become more mature over the past few years, there's nothing that scares me. You can't scare me. The only thing I fear is God. And it's if he were to remove his protection from me. That's what's fearful. That's what scares me. It's talked about in Ephesians 4, but it's a lack of his presence. That's the only thing I fear.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.